Over the past few days, Trump and his team have begun making rather harsh statements about the Ukrainian conflict. In particular, many experts and analysts have noticed that Trump has begun to declare that he will achieve peace in Ukraine on his own terms. According to him, if Russia refuses to make peace on Washington's terms, the United States will force Moscow to do it anyway. Against this backdrop, a few hours ago, an authoritative American expert and professor in the Political Science Department at the University of Chicago, John Mearsheimer, said that U.S. citizens welcome the desire of the 47th U.S. President Donald Trump to end the war in Ukraine. However, many in the United States do not understand how Donald Trump intends to do this. Many Americans are confident that the newly elected U.S. president will not be able to impose Washington's conditions on Russia and force the Kremlin to sign agreements that will not fully meet Moscow's interests. John Mearsheimer noted that still the current U.S. President Joe Biden, with the help of all European countries and the North Atlantic Alliance, failed to force Russia to accept the West's conditions. According to him, Donald Trump may also be defeated as his predecessors if he adheres to the same policy towards Russia. The American expert noted that Donald Trump, like a real businessman, is used to threatening his opponents. However, such a policy is useless regarding a country like Russia. Moreover, the Russian army continues to win numerous victories on the battlefield. Almost every week, war correspondents report on new cities and towns that Russian troops have taken control of. In addition, despite harsh sanctions from the West, Russian engineers continue to surprise the world with new types of weapons. In particular, the latest hypersonic ballistic missile Oreshnik, which Russia demonstrated on November 21, really turned out to be a super weapon, capable of changing the course of any war. The capabilities of this unique missile turned out to be so impressive that even Ukrainian and Western propagandists, in their articles, could not downplay the importance of this latest Russian weapon. Moreover, it seems that Western and Ukrainian politicians are still in a state of shock after they saw the impressive capabilities of this latest hypersonic ballistic missile. The fact is that Ukrainian deputies still refused to return to the government quarters of Kyiv due to fears that Russia will again use its latest hypersonic ballistic missile Oreshnik, but this time against the Ukrainian capital. In this regard, the building of the Ukrainian parliament has been empty for more than 2 weeks. Many Western diplomats were also scared of repeated strikes by the latest Russian missile. Insiders in Kyiv confirmed that over the past week, about 50 employees of Western embassies fled Ukraine. The head of the Kyiv regime, Vladimir Zelensky, also began to feel uncomfortable in the capital of Ukraine. It is reported that Vladimir Zelensky is constantly in an underground bunker and comes out only when another delegation of NATO countries arrives in Kyiv. The head of the main intelligence directorate of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, General Kirill Budanov, and the chairman of the Security Service of Ukraine, General Vasily Malyuk, also moved to underground bunkers. The Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation also added oil to the fire, further increasing the fear of representatives of the Kyiv regime. In particular, in the last 20 days alone, the Russian military department has twice closed the airspace over the Kapustin Yar missile range in the Astrakhan region. All this indicates that the Russians continue to test and improve their latest missiles in real combat conditions. Moreover, after the head of Roscosmos, Yuri Borisov, officially announced that his corporation's engineers had begun working on increasing the power of the hypersonic ballistic missile Oreshnik, sources in the Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation declared that preparations were underway for testing of the latest Russian rocket at the Novaya Zemlya test site. Against this backdrop, many Western experts expressed confidence that continuing to talk to Russia from a position of strength and forcing Moscow to accept the conditions of the West is meaningless and even dangerous. The fact that Russia will not agree to make concessions and accept the conditions of the West regarding the Ukrainian issue was also reported by Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia Sergei Ryabkov. In particular, during an interview with American journalists from CNN, the senior Russian diplomat officially stated that Moscow would achieve all its goals in this special military operation. At the same time, he noted that Russia is ready to engage in dialogue with the Trump administration regarding Ukraine and put an end to this conflict, but on condition that the West lifts all sanctions against Russia, recognizes the territories liberated by the Russian army as part of the Russian Federation, and prohibits Ukraine from joining NATO. The Russian diplomat also added that Moscow used the latest hypersonic ballistic missile Oshnik in Ukraine for a reason. According to him, it was a demonstration that Russia was ready to defend its interests by any means available. By the way, American journalists noticed that after a call from the chief of the General Staff of the Russian Armed Forces, General Valery Gerasimov, to his American counterpart, the 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles Brown, the Ukrainian army stopped firing Western long-range missiles deep into Russian territory. It is reported that on November 27, Valery Gerasimov and Charles Brown held a telephone conversation, where the Russian general told his American counterpart about the combat capabilities of the latest hypersonic ballistic missile Oshnik. The Russian general also warned of the deplorable consequences that will certainly appear if Ukraine continues to fire Western missiles deep into Russian territory. Journalists from the New York Times and ABC News noticed that after this phone call from the Russian general, the Ukrainian army completely stopped launching U.S. Atacms ballistic missiles deep inside Russia. American journalists stressed that the United States took the threats of the Russian general and the combat capabilities of the latest Russian hypersonic ballistic missile Oshnik seriously, as a result of which Washington banned the Ukrainian army from firing Western long-range missiles deep into Russian territory. Thus, it can be stated that with the help of the world's most powerful hypersonic ballistic missile Oshnik, Vladimir Putin achieved his goal and forced the United States to back down.